Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA, November 11th to 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles that we'll be marching to bring remembrance to 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. And we'll be working to connect homeless veterans with services to help in veteran suicide and homelessness. I am Mr. Pastor John McLean of Veteran Rescue Mission. I am blessed to be here with one of my favorite people in the world, Miss Amy Bass with Pep Inc., as well as the Amato Chili Cook-Off. Thank you for joining me, Amy.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that's created, you know, all these amazing organizations that Susan have, you know, not to mention the two nonprofits that we got sitting here at the table. But we got some awesome guests today that are just amazing. Ron Arenas, one of my mentors with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Better Business Bureau, Kiki Rogers, Country Financial, and none of that would be possible without a very loving God. And I'm going to thank him like I usually do with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that being said, I want to go ahead and real quick, I mentioned it, and I know our listeners, they've had the good fortune of seeing you on the show before, Amy, talking about the Amato Chili Cook-Off. But for those who hadn't got the good fortune yet, tell them a little bit about the Amato Chili Cook-Off and how they can plug in.
Great. Okay. So the annual, this is our 13th, so lucky 13th annual Amato Chili Cook-Off. It's going to be Saturday, November 18th, 9 to 3 o'clock. The chili is 10:30 to 12:30. We've like 15 cooks this year. Nice. Super excited. But one thing I want to mention is the car show.
Okay.
So we're really seeking cars to sign up. We usually have about 75 cars, and there's still plenty of room. So they can go to AmatoChiliCookoff.com and register their cars.
Nice. Nice. So go looking for cars, AmatoChiliCookoff.com. Do
dot
it today.
.org.
.org.
There I think
go.
.com works too, but let's
okay,
go with
let's
org.
Go with the org, yeah. It seems like more like
Non-profit-y.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're fundraising.
For sure, absolutely. So, yeah, thank you again, Amy Bass, with the Amato Chili Cook-Off for joining me today. And you got the good fortune. You're actually in the fun seat today, and you're going to be joining me to interview somebody rather than be in the hot seat being interviewed. And today we're going to be starting off with interviewing Mr. Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, as I mentioned before. One of my mentors, I'd say, he probably doesn't realize it, but he is. I just kind of follow his model, whether it's following him on, say, social media or, you know, different networking events, or having the good fortune of having his support here and talking to him on this show over and over again, kind of seeing his model as a father or seeing his model as a leader of many men. I've got to see his organization grow what feels like exponentially since I've known him. So
yeah, it seems like we're growing pretty quick. We've really put together a team that's working hard.
Yeah, well, it's because you're like a college recruiter and being a shark for great talent. So
it took a while to bring that talent in, but I think just developing those relationships over the years attracted a lot of that talent.
For sure. But I guess before we jump into how you guys make the meat, let's just talk about you a little bit. Like, kind of a thing I enjoy really in following your social media is almost, it seems like every day or every other day, particularly every day this time of year, you're trying to make me jealous with how far you've bicycled and kind of all the cool views you get to take in and doing that. And I believe this year you're part of El Tour de Tucson.
Yeah, so, yeah, for the
tell us a little bit about that. Particularly for people who don't know what El Tour de Tucson is and what your participation looks like with that.
Sure. So there's three different races with El Tour.
Okay.
There's a 32, the 62, and the 100 mile.
Okay.
We're participating in the 32 again this year. And it's a fun race to do. 32 miles for us is pretty much what we do a couple times a week at least. So It'll be a pretty easy ride, but the scene is great. I know the weather is usually always great,
mm-hmm.
and raise money for nonprofits.
Nice.
That's pretty much what El Tour is about. And mm-hmm. it, this is the 40th annual El Tour de Tucson.
That's cool. And just kind of like a side note question, like when you bicycle on your own, like
right.
particularly, we're both over 40 years old. I won't
yeah.
to let them know how much over. Is it like, what is the goal of that? Particularly, you know, in doing El Tour de Tucson, I imagine, you know, we're all competitive people in some capacity,
right.
but I doubt you're trying to get first place. Like, neither one of us are probably in a place where we could even get first place if we wanted to. So what's the motivation behind it?
Well, last year was my first year to do it, and the motivation was just to finish. Mm-hmm. It was just something that was on my list, kind of a bucket list thing that I wanted to do it and finish.
Mm-hmm.
Now this year, I just want to be faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to beat my time from last year.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah. it also keeps me in shape, too. Mm-hmm. I want to stay in shape and hopefully, you know, be in good shape as I grow older.
Mm-hmm. And this is something I asked JD in regards to pickleball, because I've been considering pickleball rather than basketball because I keep getting injured. Is it one of those kind of those sports that you can do kind of at almost any age, and
yeah.
it's a good transition out of something that's a little bit more physical?
I think bicycling is a really good transition because mm-hmm. it's not high impact like mm-hmm. basketball would be, or jogging or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Nice. And I guess just real quick before we go, we have probably about a minute and a half till we have to go into the break. Just remind our listeners kind of what your array of services are and how they can connect with
get hold of us. Yeah. Sure. We're a full service air conditioning, heating, and plumbing contractor mm-hmm. serving both residential and commercial. We're full service, anything from a clogged toilet to a full house repipe.
Mm.
Also, full diagnosis on any of your AC or heating needs, and up to doing a full reduct or installation of a new air conditioning system.
Interesting. And what would you say is the big push right now that people should look at in giving you guys a call?
This time of year, you definitely want to be thinking about servicing your furnace or your heater, just to make sure that it's safe for you and your family to operate during those cold nights.
Nice. Well, cool. And then how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. They could give us a call at 520-440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to do a little bit right now. I was supposed to set it up so our radio listeners are going to kind of see behind the fourth wall. But for our radio listeners, if you give Picture Rocks a call and let them know Common Good sent you, you'll get a free consultation.
There you go.
And then that's where you say, actually, everybody gets a free consultation. I'll be like, don't ruin it for me, Ron. And then it was a little thing. I was supposed to set it up better, but it'll be funny next time when we do.
Okay.
So anyways, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Miss Amy Bass with Amato Chili Cook-Off. Thank you once again, Amy, for joining me. And then this would not be the Common Good Radio Show also if I did not thank our amazing sponsors, and to include Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Pep Inc., the Amato Chili Cook-Off, Gap Ministries, BBB, Serving Southern Arizona, Seat in Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers Country Financial, Mark Wise, Your Lexus Guy, Unscrewed Theater, and White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more after the break. Hello, everybody. Once again, got to look behind the fourth wall. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, March to the VA from November 11th to 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles that we'll be walking in remembrance to the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. We'll be marching to connect homeless veterans with services and help to minimize veteran suicide and homelessness. I also want to, I'm Pastor John McClain with that very Veteran Rescue Mission, so certainly keep track of my march from November 11th to 13th as I camp out to get to see that on Facebook Live. I'll be putting plenty of pictures. But I have Miss Amy Bass with Amato Chili Cook-Off here. Once again, tell the people what Amato Chili Cook-Off is, Amy.
Well, essentially, John, Amado Chili Cook-Off is a really awesome time with chilies, chili, you know, tasting, a huge car show, 40 vendors selling the wares, music all day. It's a community event that's raising money for the new Amado Youth Center.
Nice. And they go to AmadoChiliCookoff.org to sign up there for to submit their chili, to sign up for their cars. Definitely doing a big push. We want to get as many awesome cars as we can out there.
Yes. Right now we're looking at the car nuts, the car, you know, everybody who, car geeks, I would call them, the people who have the cars in the car clubs, get out there, get your car registered. We've got cash prizes and trophies. Nice. It's a great day.
Awesome. Awesome. And thank you once again for joining me here today.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we got Mr. Ron Arenas, one of my buddies with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, the coolest guy in Tucson, just in case you're wondering.
No pun intended.
Keeping you cool all summer long.
All summer long. And winter's coming soon. So I guess let's talk about that real quick. Just we have winter coming. I know there's kind of like a series of like preparation for that. Like not only in your arena, but just in general. Like,
right.
I'm now starting to wear, getting my sweaters out and dust out my jackets. But from a kind of, from your standpoint, what are some of the things that people need to start considering preparing for?
Well, couple things, you know, one of the things I said before is just definitely make sure that your furnace, especially if it's a gas furnace, just make sure that it gets serviced and it's safe for you and your family to use on those cold nights.
Mm-hmm.
When we have the really cold nights, when there's a freeze, you want to make sure that your pipes are wrapped so that those don't freeze and burst.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Just something that you can do.
Yeah, that was one of my questions was, I'm a preventionist. We prevent youth substance misuse. And in the household, you want to prevent your AC unit from going down. So what advice do you give people for the winter, preparing for the winter time?
Just pretty much get it serviced, make sure that it's safe. Also, if you have gas appliances in your house, just make sure that you have a CO detector.
Mm-hmm.
At least have a few CO detectors throughout the house and make sure that, you know, if something does go wrong, that you get alerted to it and you can get out of the house.
Interesting. And I want to think another thing we talk about pretty regularly with is duct cleaning and that filter, changing it every month. Is there something particularly about the hot air running through those ducts that build up dust or kind of move that dust in a different way than the air conditioner on?
No, not necessarily.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the time when you have dust and dirt in the ducts is either because maybe the house at some point had a swamp cooler on it and that brings in the outside air and also brings in outside dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just, you know, you didn't change the filters as often as you should. And so sometimes that dirt bypasses the filters if it's really dirty.
Yeah. So, Ron, you said swamp coolers. In Tucson, we don't have as many swamp coolers, but I'm sure there are still houses with swamp coolers.
Sure.
So if somebody has a swamp cooler, give us sort of a plug for the advantages. Obviously, it's, you know, better heating and better cooling, but that's a big move. So what would you tell people that are kind of contemplating but not there yet?
So if you wanted to convert to to AC, if you currently have a swamp cooler, one of the biggest things is cleaner air. When you have an air conditioner, you have an HVAC system, you're basically recycling that air that's inside your house. So it's getting filtered as it goes through, and then you condition it. Either you're cooling it or you're heating it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have better air quality to breathe.
There you go.
Nice.
And health, better health.
Better health.
Nice. And as you can tell, this guy, he's the pro. And as people know their stuff too, I've definitely have had Picture Rock Cooling, Heating and Plumbing out to my house on several occasions, whether it was emergency or fixing pieces out of my faucet. So, I mean, it's definitely varied. And like I mentioned earlier in the earlier segment that, you know, just in the participation, us being friends and him being involved in this show, I've seen so much growth. I've seen several new employees being added to your, you know, guys who are already my friends in other organizations that are now employees of yours. Tell us about that growth over the past 5 to 10 years and what that's looked like and felt like.
Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes growth is scary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're taking on a lot more responsibility. Anytime that we bring someone on, I mean, me, myself, I it's a personal thing that we're responsible for feeding that person's family.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that we're diligent in making sure that we have enough hours to give them, that their pay structure is correct, and just make sure that they can support themselves and their family.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron, you're Picture Rock, so how far do you go for service?
We go down to Green Valley to the south, out to Vail on the east, and up to the Marana on the north, and then everything in between.
So pretty broad field there.
Yeah, Tucson and the surrounding areas.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever talked about where the name Picture Rocks, is that where you lived at the time?
That's where we started, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
22 years ago.
Man, yeah, the good old days.
The good old
days. Interesting. So now, you know, you've added on, how many employees you guys have now?
About 15 right
about
now.
About 15. So you have 15 employees, you know, which is, you know, I would imagine probably 22 years ago, that was a dream to kind of get to this point where you're at now.
Sure.
What now? What moving forward?
We're going to keep expanding. We have more room to grow, definitely on the plumbing side.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a few more trucks.
Nice.
A few more trucks on the plumbing side, and maybe one or two more trucks on the air conditioning side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's super cool. And I guess kind of one more time, remind our listeners kind of the plethora of services that are available for them that you guys can do. Because I think that's one thing, especially the same even with PEP. Like usually we can't even get into it all, but they provide so much. You guys provide so much. Kind of remind our listeners of what you can do for them. Probably stuff they probably haven't considered that they need done.
Well, sure. Besides the heating, cooling, and plumbing services, we also do duct cleaning and we do duct sealing with AeroSeal. Make sure those ducts are sealed up so you're not losing air or you're not pulling in dirty air.
Mm-hmm.
We also do dryer vent cleaning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're full service for residential and commercial.
And then also, I think last show we talked about water purification system.
Right. Yeah. So water quality. Water quality is a big thing with us. Just like clean air, you want clean water, both to drink, cook, and bathe in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again, Ron.
Great. Thank you.
That's Ron.
It's always a pleasure.
Picture Rocks Cooling and Plumbing, the website again?
PictureRocksCooling.com.
Go to PictureRocksCooling.com. You can don't have to take my word for it, but the best heating, cooling, and plumbing place in the city of Tucson. Prove me wrong. Give them a call. Definitely want to also extend the invitation for you to join us next Wednesday at 9 a.m. at the Arizona Sands Club. Every Wednesday, we have the Common Good Business Breakfast, where we invite our listeners, our supporters, our sponsors, anybody who supports us to come join us for an awesome networking event where we talk about charities as well as the local businesses that are in Tucson. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Amy Bass with the Amato Chili Cookoff. Go to AmatoChiliCookoff.org. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. March to the VA from November 11th to November 13th. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles that we'll be marching to bring awareness to the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day and to better connect the unhoused veterans with services and help end veteran suicide and homelessness. I am Pastor John McClain of that Veteran Rescue Mission. This is my live stream to do that work, and I'm here with a lady who's doing her live stream, Mrs. Amy Bass, with the Amato Chili Cookoff. And I guess tell us a little bit about part of the beautiful cause and mission that you get to do.
Sure. Thanks, John. Well, speaking of beautiful cause and mission, we have a group of beautiful children down in Amato. The kids in Amato, there's not a lot going on down there. Lacking in resources, very high need. So we do the annual Amato Chili Cookoff.
Nice.
And this year it is Saturday, November 18th. We have the car show, we have cooks, we have vendors, we have music, and of course chili. So $5, all the chili you can taste all day. And AmatoChiliCookoff.org is where you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me, Amy.
Thank you.
And we have Kiki Rogers here with Country Financial. I'm really excited today because you all get your first installment. I'm going to get some theme music with a little bling with Kiki's Keys. And today's Kiki's Key is, if it isn't written, it isn't happening.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it, Kiki.
Well, it's just like your goals. If you want to lose weight, you have to count all of your calories in and out. If you want to save money or know what you're spending, you need to be able to write it down so that way you can track it. And so I help people develop budgets for themselves if they aren't already writing them down. And if you need help with that, you can reach out to me.
Yeah, well, let's just say I'm John Q. Public McLean, and I sit down with you, and I don't know what to expect. I don't even know where to start. Walk me through the process.
Well, first, we need to look at what you already have in place for all of your insurance and financial needs. Mm-hmm. What do you want for retirement? What your goals are for that, and how some of my financial advisors in my office that can help with those goals. Mm-hmm. And really, if most people aren't even saving and they just are trying to pay down debt. And so we set up a plan to help you do that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What do you think is some of the things, or maybe even some of the misnomers people have in putting together a budget or putting together long-term plans for their lives?
I think the biggest misnomer, now I am not a financial advisor. I want that out there.
I'm an insurance agent.
And I'm not always perfect either myself. I've learned a lot of my lessons the hard way. Sometimes we're always trying to squeeze the same orange and get the more out of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to find more oranges. Where are some ways that we can make our money grow for us? What can we invest our time and talents into to bring more oranges into the household budget?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And like, just kind of like from my, and like, we both have teenagers.
Yeah. Yes.
And kind of explaining to my teenager kind of the basics of a budget, like I'm telling them, okay, you have your income, you work at Sonic, you got, you know, you got your $1,000 that you make a month, and then you got your insurance payments, you have your gas, you have, you know, these list of expenses versus your income. When you're sitting down with a client for the first time, what different parts are you trying to help them assess to put together this budget?
You know what? People miscalculate what they're spending the most. And they're not counting every way that they are spending and how they're spending on to the future. And so they don't realize where their money's going and how they can make decisions. The second thing would be to start a savings. $25 is better than zero. Mm-hmm. Start putting away towards your future and towards yourself.
Kiki, I think a lot of people aren't even aware or familiar, especially young people may not have heard of like the opportunity to invest in a 401k or something like that. And so what do you tell people who think that they don't have enough money, it doesn't matter, they can't save? I mean, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck and they make pretty good paychecks. Mm-hmm. So how do you get them to see beyond the immediate and understand that, like John said, money can grow?
I just tell them we got to start somewhere. And so let's start and find out, what are you currently spending? What are you currently bringing in? What do you have control over? What do you not have control over? And then refer you to my financial advisor, who will tell them at what point they're able to start saving and how much and how that can grow for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and kind of like maybe a spinoff off that, and we'll try to stay under Kiki's Keys subject, but just something that kind of come to mind, because I know when we first met, I don't know if I've told the story again, but I'll tell it every single time, where I had USAA for all of my insurance products, like kind of across the board. And from what I've always known, USAA is the best tenfold. Nobody else can touch them. But then you convinced me, you know, just kind of out of your special way of being, to actually give you a shot. Let you at least kind of give me a quote and check it out. And you were able to save me money, an exponential amount of money in comparison. What is the biggest challenge you face in convincing people just to let you just give them a quote to see?
Just let me give you a quote. Either I'm going to come in better, offer you something more for what you're currently paying, or even less as far as premiums go, but more or better coverage, or I don't. And it's no loss for you. It doesn't hurt your current relationship with your other insurance. Mm-hmm. It just starts with a conversation to find out where you're at and can we offer you something better.
And what do you think people fear in not just reaching out and finding out?
I think a lot of them think it's going to be a lot of work. Mm. It's a 15-minute phone call with me. If you know where your declarations are, either you take a screenshot with your phone, or if you have the paperwork, take a photo, email it to me via your phone, and I take it from there. Mm-hmm. You know, and they think a lot of people think I'm going to talk them into more insurance than they need.
Mm.
And it's a trust thing. And I want to earn your trust. I want that trust to build by you having the opportunity to work with me first.
Yeah. Yeah. And I definitely, I mean, we ended up getting actually more coverage because we needed more coverage. I mean, mm-hmm. I definitely didn't talk us into it. You just kind of let us know where the options were. And we still ended up spending less money. So it was really awesome what you were able to figure out for us. And before we jump out of here, one real quick list off the services that you can help people with and then how they can get a hold of it.
Thank you. So Country Financial can do all of your insurance needs, auto, home, commercial, life, health, disability. We also have financial advisors in my office and they can help you with more of the securities and 401ks.
Nice.
And most importantly, we are a dedicated office, but we also have brokerage, so we have the advantage to help shop around if that's something Country can't do.
Okay, and then how can they get a hold of you?
My number is 520-848-5003. That calls my office. If you get my voicemail, it's because I'll be with another customer and I'll call you right back.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kiki.
Thank you guys for having me. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission here with Amy Bass with Amato Chili Cookoff. Go to AmatoChiliCookoff.org for more information. We'll be right back. Hello, all you beautiful people. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, March to the VA, November 11th to 13th. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org to donate $22 per each of the 22 miles that we will be marching to remember the 22 veterans that commit suicide a day. We'll be also marching to connect homeless veterans with their services that they need to help end veteran suicide and homelessness. All that being said, I'm Pastor John McClain with that very Veteran Rescue Mission. I'll be leading said march, and I'm here with the lady who's leading a march of her own. Her name's Amy Bass with Pep Inc. as well as Amato Chili Cookoff. And remind them one more time, Amy, how they can plug in with the Amato Chili Cookoff.
Sure. Thank you, John. So the Amato Chili Cookoff is coming back, and it is November 18th down in Amato off of Exit 48 off of I-19 at the Amato Territory. And this year, as every year, all the funds that we raise will go directly to support the youth of Amato in the new Amato Youth Center. So chili, $5 all day, cars, cooks, vendors, music, fun. It is just a fantastic.
Yeah. What more could you ask for?
It's great.
Yeah. And I mean, and you definitely, Pep, they do an awesome event. And speaking of a group that does an awesome event and does awesome events and just does awesome things for the community, it's as if like that's what this show's about, just highlighting the good in the community. We have the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here in studio with us, and we have Denise Alvarez and Irene Coppola. If you haven't met these two ladies, I'm sorry for you. You're missing out.
Missing out.
But yeah, thank you once again for joining us.
Awesome. We love coming.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess for those who don't know what BBB Servants of Southern Arizona is, fill them in real quick. Tell them what it's all about.
We're a nonprofit, so most people think that we're government associated, but we're not. We're a nonprofit that helps promote trust in the community, and we do that through our events, networking, education opportunities for businesses and consumers. So we're here for all your needs.
Nice. Yeah, and we have a cool, you brought another awesome local organization in with you today, because the nominations for the Torch Awards, they've opened up.
Yes.
For 2024.
Correct.
So tell us about that.
Yes. So they're open. If you work for or if you want to self-nominate your company as a trustworthy and ethical company, you can do that at bbb.org/ Tucson Torch. And nominations close on January 12th. So please do that. And we wanted to highlight some of the winners. And so we have Carlos with Reach for the Stars with us.
Nice. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. And it's like a family affair. I was a little jealous because like you guys were out in the green room together, and it was just like a little party that I wasn't able to be part of because I was in here doing real work. But one, thank you, Carlos, for joining us, just because you're already a buddy, and I'm so appreciative. I have spending time with you, and once again, thank you for your service, you know, a fellow veteran. So
it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me here. It's an honor.
Yeah, and I guess to the, you know, kind of the same question as that I extended to them, for those who don't know what reach for the stars, right?
Not correct.
Reaching Right, yeah, reach for the stars. I know I say it wrong, just like everybody always put an S on veterans. What is Reach for the Stars? And like, for those who don't know, which if you don't know Reach for the Stars, you probably live underneath a rock, because this is definitely the fastest growing nonprofit in the city of Tucson, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much. Reach for the Stars is the first and only nonprofit in the United States that uses astronomy and STEAM, so science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, to help children in the community with their mental health.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I've seen, you know, so far, and it's kind of how we know each other, other than like just the overlap of people in our collective networks. It seems like if people are supporting you guys, they're probably supporting us as well. So it's very interesting and beautiful how that works. Tell us about some of the events that you've done so far and some successes of those events.
Well, we hold monthly public stargazing events, and there is a really, really fun and beautiful location at Gabe Zimmerman Trailhead out in Vail. It's a dark site, and it's nearby, so people can easily access it. And we set up monster telescopes, monster binoculars, really advanced equipment to really blow people's minds.
Nice.
If we can blow their minds the first time, they'll continue to come back. And we also do a STEAM program with the youth that involves astronomy as well, but it's a youth camp to help them with their mental health through mentoring, science activities. We launch rockets. We do stargazing, solar gazing. We do art, painting, all types of really, really fun stuff.
So you just have fun all the time.
Yeah, it's a blast. Man. I can't lie.
Make us jealous, why don't you?
It's a blast.
Yeah, nice.
And helping the kids be stars in their own right.
Yeah, so we're prepping them for the future.
What did it mean to you to be nominated and then receive the Torch Award?
Well, it was extremely surprising, but it made me so proud of the team, of the volunteers, of our board of directors. We're only 3 years old, and we did not expect to get nominated even, so that was a surprise in itself. And then we won, so
yeah. You're doing something right there.
Yeah. And what's really incredible is that the first nonprofit we ever worked at, when I say we, I'm talking about my wife, Kira Reed, who's the COO, we had a bad experience, and they got shut down. The integrity and ethics weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, you know what, we still want to keep doing this, so let's start it at home. And so we did.
Good for you.
But that turned into a nonprofit, and it was and still is very hard, but the transition from all of our traumatic experiences coming through and after the military to becoming homeless and then ending up here is just mind-blowing to me, and it makes me so proud, and I don't see ourselves changing anything that we're doing besides innovation. We want to show the public and the community that we're transparent and that we're doing the right thing, and that our hearts are in the right place. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah, you speak to transparency, and I'm guessing that's kind of one of the many elements in the cement that is why and how you got the Torch Award last year. I guess kind of give some advice to those nonprofits out there that want to be nominated and win the award this year, hoping you guys don't get it back to back, you know, that they can take with them, put a tool in their toolbox to have that, to uphold that same standard that you guys do.
Well, first, do things by law. Do things by the book. Of course, innovation, you know, your policies set your policies and bylaws set the mission, but above that is the law. So follow the law, listen to feedback, work with your board of directors, work with the community, have looping continuing feedback from the families that, or for us, it's families and the kids, and just have a blast doing it. If you're doing the right thing, you got no, you know, that's a whole nother level of stress that you don't need to worry about. It's just a privilege to be able to do this for the community, and we're doing it with them. I'm not an expert. I'm not a a graduated astrophysicist. So I'm literally learning with the community as well. And it's a pleasure and it's a passion. So
nice.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
So tell us, what's next for Reach for the Stars? What's the next star you're reaching for?
There we go. I love you with
it's
your puns.
Quite a big one. It's quite a big one. We just announced that because it has been so difficult for us running the nonprofit out of our home, that we built a team of amazing individuals to create a plan, a vision for our nonprofit to launch it to the next level and launch the community to the next level. And we can't do that from our home. We are not.
You're not zoned to be an observatory. Is that what you're saying?
We're not limited by passion or ambition. We're limited by walls.
Right.
And
right.
So we've put a team together and we've created a vision for Reach for the Stars to bring to the public and to the youth in a community observatory, a sanctuary of astronomy, a safe space for kids, for after school programs, a planetarium, an amazing observatory that the entire roof rolls off. We have it designed and we're about to launch a capital campaign to raise the money needed and put it in the beautiful desert of Tucson.
Fantastic. Nice.
And how can people get a hold of you if they want to connect?
www.rftstars.com, as in Reach for the Stars.
RFTstars.com.
We're all over Facebook, social media, everything, so it should be pretty easy to find us.
Cool. And then I'll turn it just real quick back over to Denise and Irene and ask, what's next for the BBB? I know you guys like always have the coolest event. Like, let people know.
Wow, we have so much in store for 2024. We had, as you know, a successful Spark event in September Leadership Summit.
Yeah.
So through that, we received a lot of requests. Are you having this in Spanish? We are having Fuego.
Yeah, nice.
Campamento de Liderazgo.
That's awesome.
Going to be on June 28th, 2024. Of course, our Torch Awards, mark your calendar, April 19th, 2024, all at Casino del Sol. We're going to have a birthday barbecue bash at the Casino del Sol, by the pool, as our mixer to launch our birthday month in May.
Okay.
As well as kick off summer. And of course, we're going to have the second annual Spark Leadership Summit in August 2024.
Nice. And real quick, tell me about your monthly networking events, because we don't mention them enough, but that's where it's at. Like, I went to your last one.
Yes.
I was there, and it was awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the coolest parties in town.
Tomorrow, for Thursday of every month, October 26th. Now, October is our last one of the year.
Okay.
Because then November is the fourth Thursday. December, you know, we have the Thanksgiving, Christmas. Yeah. So you won't see us again until January. Come on by.
So BBB.org, right?
BBB.org.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. Yeah, that's Irene, that's Denise, that's Carlos, Reach for the Stars. We got Amy Bass with Pep Inc. and with Amado Chili Cookoff, amadochilicookoff.org. I'm Pastor John McClain, Veteran Rescue Mission. See you next time.